Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You might have heard Harry Styles, if you're a fan of Harry Styles. There's a new trail tour in his hometown that has been launched for super fans, and it includes everything from where he started his working life to where he had his first kiss, if you're so interested. Ben McCormick is one of the tour guides and is with us on the line today. Ben, why was this set up?
So the idea of the partnership to set this tour up was to divert Harry fans from getting to the Twemlow Viaduct, which is known for where he had his first kiss, across the main A road. We wanted to promote a safer route to get to the viaduct across a more scenic exploration of Holmes Chapel, showing all the Harry fans the key destinations along the trail.
How many fans typically, you know, would go to his hometown to visit?
Well, per year, the partnership have estimated around about 6,000 Harry fans per year, which is more than the population of the village itself.
What is the name of the village again?
Holmes Chapel.
Okay. So people are coming over, just to see where he's from, what it's like, where he went to school, all that goes with it.
Yes, we have lots of Harry fans descending on our village. We had a girl on Tuesday from Bangladesh that worked for the consulate that flew over to visit.
Just specifically to see his hometown?
Yes.
Yeah. So what does the tour entail?
So the tour entails a walk from the train station where fans can meet Graham, a well-known Harry Styles icon and friend of his parents. They can sign a book, and the books get delivered to Harry on his birthday with the messages from his fans. We then take a trip to Mandeville's, the bakery where Harry worked when he was younger, and you can buy merchandise and buy different food items from there. We then take the trip down the scenic route over the Hermitage Bridge, which is filled with history of Holmes Chapel, through the fields and towards the Twemlow Viaduct, where you say Harry had his first kiss and signed his name. And then we pull back to the village, where we offer our fans on the tour multiple different offers within the village, promoting small businesses and helping the economy of Holmes Chapel.
It's mad, isn't it, that there's such demand for this, Ben?
Yes.
Well, we have
noticed recently that Holmes Chapel is becoming a bit of an international destination.
Harry's, isn't it? It looks similar to kind of Swifties, isn't it?
Extremely similar.
Yeah. You know, is it not very early to be doing something like this, this kind of hometown tour?
Well,
in his career.
We think that he is that much of an international icon that we want to promote him. We want to celebrate him and his upbringing, because obviously coming from a small community village to being the massive international pop star that he is, it's quite some feat. So we don't think it's too early. We think it's about the right time to celebrate him, considering he's now turned 30.
Yeah. Does his family, like, does he still live there when he's around, or?
His family don't live in the area nearby anymore. They used to, and we've not had any official line from them, but we are assuming that they are aware, and we'd love to hear from them.
But Harry himself doesn't have a place there anymore, does he?
No, he's mainly centred around America now.
Okay. What's the cost of the tour?
The tour itself is £20.
By £20, yeah. So, but Harry Styles himself, or the brand, the management company, they don't have any involvement in it. This is a separate enterprise.
No, this is by our community partnership, the Hemishall Partnership, which is a non-profit organisation, which is just using all the funds from the tours to reimburse into the community. So
okay.
It's really all about promoting Hemish Chapel.
Yeah, okay. Dermot is with us on the line as well. Dermot is from Alternative Dublin Event and Walking Tour Company. Dermot, do we make enough of a fuss of our own music legends here?
Some we do, some we don't. For example, 2 weeks ago in Dublin, we had a festival for Luke Kelly. It was really cool in Smithfield, 3,000 people in Smithfield Square. And we have events like Phil Lynott. But then you think of the likes of U2, there's nothing really about U2 in Dublin, considering they're the most successful band we've ever had. And that's mainly due to people's perceptions of U2 and they like them. But it's kind of crazy there's nothing in Dublin for tourists, because that's something I get asked a lot.
Yeah. But like, when you think about it, I'm sure if any of our listeners have gone to Hollywood, the first thing you do is you get on the movie stars tour, the bus, and you go around and you do it, and you sit in a bus and you look at their home and you're told, you know, that's George Clooney's home and that's Kylie Minogue's home or whoever, and you're thrilled with yourself. You don't know if they actually lived there or not, if they ever lived there, and everybody's absolutely delighted. We don't have anything like that here.
No, we don't. We actually don't. You could probably do that in somewhere like Dalkey, I'd say.
Be a quick trip.
That would probably work, but I don't think there's any sort of celebrity tours in Dublin, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. But like when you see, you hear Ben talk about the Harry Styles tour at 30 years of age, like we have very few comparatively.
Well, we don't, and it's just mainly because of the type of people who come from Dublin. So if you go to Edinburgh, for example, I also work there. Like, there's a huge industry for Harry Potter tours. There's multiple different companies, multiple different times of the day. In Dublin, we just don't have anything kind of similar around that kind of genre of person.
Is it because we don't think we have enough to shout about, or that we couldn't be bothered? It's just not really an Irish thing.
It's really the fandom. So you think of the Harry Styles or Taylor Swift, you think there's a reason why people love them so much, because a lot of people grew up with them, and they grew up, like, say, for Taylor Swift, for example, they've grown up listening to her their whole lives. And a lot of people are priced out from going to the concerts. So what they do is they go to tribute bands or they go to events to kind of meet people in the same community. It's really just due to a lot of times price and demand.
Yeah.
These people are so popular that they can't actually go to see them. So they do tours or they do celeb spotting and all that type of thing instead.
Are we interested in celebrities' lives, I wonder, that we don't have much demand for here then?
Well, in Dublin there is a little bit. So an interesting one I've seen was that they started a walking tour for the TV show was based in Trinity. So there is a walking tour dedicated to that. But as far as I'm aware, in Ireland, people like generally don't worship celebrities that much here. They do worship the likes of music icons.
But you look at the Coronation Street tour. It's a huge success.
Yeah. I'm not aware of that one, but we have Fair City, and, you know, there probably is room.
McCoy's Pub.
Yeah, McCoy's Pub. But then if you look at there is some music tours for celebrities. So, like, there is, like, for us, Sam, we run a music tour, and that's dedicated. A lot of people want to come over and learn about Irish music and musicians, and they want to visit the places these people are from. There is actually one U2 tour that happens like once a month, I think. But apart from that, like, that's, there isn't that much of an obsession.
Yeah, there you go. That was very interesting. Dermot there from the Alternative Dublin Event and Walking Tour Company, and Ben McCormack, who's one of the Harry Styles tour guides.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.